were listening pretty late, and we are so thrilled to welcome Susan Dannenberger from the Susan Dannenberger Family Vineyards, but it's the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. And we met when I was down in Springfield. There was a wonderful event at the Old State Capitol, and I gave her my business card, took one of hers, and we've been kind of following each other on social media. So it's a thrill to know you both professionally and personally. Hi, Susan. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Patty. Nice to talk to you.
I know that you have this beautiful vineyard in near Springfield. Now, I asked you this when we were in Springfield. Is it New Berlin, or because I know that there are certain cities that like change the pronunciation. Is that right?
Yes, New Berlin, and we're about 10 miles from Springfield, Illinois.
How do you raise grapes in Springfield, in Illinois, of all places?
I know, it's kind of shocking. I do grow Cabernet Franc, which is a big vinifera that everybody's familiar with. We are lucky enough that the temperature isn't the problem that we have to worry about. Winters are okay. We worry about the frost date, and luckily Cabernet Franc buds late, and so it's after frost, so we don't have to worry. I prune late, and it does well in this climate.
How did you get started? What kind of inspirational lightning bolt hit you and you went, you know what I need to do? I need to make wine.
Well, I grew up on a farm. I'm the fifth generation, but I was never really into corn and soybeans. I always loved wine and the thought that would be more interesting. Lots of inspiration from food and wine and traveling, and then deciding as I got older that I wanted to just do it as a hobby and start farming myself, and then all of a sudden it became this big thing that it is, which is really exciting.
It's more than a big thing, because you not only have a vineyard, you have an entertainment space where people can have parties, and you have music and all kinds of festivities going on. Tell us a little bit about how it also became an entertainment destination for people.
You know, it's been morphing slowly over time. We opened 4 years ago, but this has been in the planning since 2006, and each year we do something a little different. This last year we added these cargo containers that come off of, shipping containers. And we double stack them, cut them open, put a catwalk across them and a stage.
What?
And graffitied them. Yes, they are so amazing. It's like you're in the middle of Austin, Texas, or California or something. It's really hard to believe. And so you get to see some great entertainment. We've had some wonderful from Nashville and Austin coming up and drink wine and just kind of chill out. And it's hard to believe you're in the middle of a cornfield.
No kidding. I'm looking at the cargo containers, and I wouldn't have thought it was that. I now that I look at the picture, I see that the walls are that. I thought maybe it was like, it looks almost like corrugated metal, but now I'm looking at it. Yeah, these are cargo cars, freight cars. This is amazing, with a spiral staircase, and you've got wonderful tables and with umbrellas, and then almost like a cafe area on one of the ledges. This is incredible. This must be like a dream you had, and it seems as though you've made it come to life.
It's true. I would literally dream this stuff at night, and I would talk about them in the morning. We would try to figure out how could we do these crazy ideas that I came up with.
I love it. It's fun and it's funky. And with some of the things that I've been reading about is that you're a winemaker in stilettos. I love that description. There's again, fun and funky right there.
I know. I've always been in heels. I love it. So my tag name is Stilettos in the Vineyard. Even my boots that I work in the vineyard have heels, and I can't hardly function without them. Sad but true. So I kind of decided, well, just go with that. That's my thing. I love to be, in heels. And we do a rosé every year, Stilettos in the Vineyard, kind of play off of that. And then proceeds from that go to breast cancer awareness and research. Kind of just keep rolling with the whole feminist and woman thing, woman strong. There's only a few winemakers in the state that are women, and there's also very few in the United States that are women that are really good. So, we have great palates, we're strong, we can do great things, and I really wanted people to know that, yes, I can do this too.
And I love that you have that connection with the other winemakers. How about, so, I mean, do you guys get together and just kick back and share stories about what this year's crop has been like, or the kind of pairings or the crazy stories that happen along the way?
Yes, absolutely. winemakers are a great group. They love to join together and help each other. If you have like a machine that's down, or if you're kind of stuck with a problem or a yeast that isn't working, you can literally call up another winemaker and they will tell you how to work through it. They're a community, and I've learned that for the past 10 years, and I've been on both sides. It's wonderful to help each other, because you can never recreate a harvest.
Right.
And each person's and each wine's unique, so it isn't like you're, you know, competing against each other. Although, of course, when it comes to metal, we all want gold ones. But everybody does join together to help each other.
And you mentioned, you know, that every batch is going to be different. Is it? Because I've wondered about that. A friend of mine was explaining, you know, some of the, you know, the big name franchise, you know, these big conglomerates of winemakers, and they have to add a lot to their wine in order to make each bottle taste the same. And that's not the same for these small batches. Every year is going to be something different. Do you ever find yourself like chasing a flavor, or you know, kind of, you know, find ways to make it fit what the taste is that you arrive at from that crop?
It, you know, I do both. So there are the big wine houses that try to keep it very consistent, because that's what the consumer is looking for.
Right.
But most small artists and wineries like myself, people understand that each vintage is going to be a little different, but I do have a few flagship wines that we try to keep consistent each year.
Uh-huh.
So Paper Moon, which is one of my white blends, and my Rouge, one of my red blends, each year I try to keep them consistent. They usually have four or five different grapes in them, and so I'm blending it, trying to make it stay, you know, as creamy as the year before, so that people don't come in being shocked. But then they do expect my Cabernet Franc, my Carmen, each year to be, you know, telling more about the earth and the environment that it was going through each year. My 2013 Cabernet Franc, which is the one that has been winning all the medals and trophies internationally, very earthy, whereas my 14 was very fruit forward. And people were okay with that. They understood when they came into the winery it was going to be the way. But you're right, there's some of mine that I do try to blend to keep them just a little bit on the normal side, so you kind of know what to expect each year that you come into the winery.
I have to tell you, I am so dazzled right now, because I've never had a relationship with a winemaker. I mean, and I don't mean to make that sound like anything other than, you know, just getting to know somebody. I mean, because I'll talk to people who sell wine, right, who are, mm-hmm. you know, they carry it in their stores here in Chicago, or sommeliers. But I just got my like goosebumps on my arms, because I was like, oh, my God, I have to get to the Dannenberger Family Vineyards near Springfield. I mean, I've gone there so many times, and now to have an even bigger reason to go, because you mentioned learning about the seasons and what the earth is doing through one of your wines. It has to be such an amazing experience to be there for a tasting. How do people make arrangements for doing, like, you know, if they have a group or tours and things like that?
Oh, sure. So we are open Thursday through Sunday. We have a website where people can either sign up for tours and tastings, or they can just show up. We're normally open 12 to 6 on Thursdays and Fridays, and 12 to 8 Saturdays and Sundays. We do take, you know, large reservations as well. Social media, our website, Dannenberger Family Vineyards or DFE Wines. We love to have people just pop in. We can fit a lot of people at our place, and we love to share memories. That's our favorite thing, is we get to share memories with people while they're doing, you know, these wonderful things with their families and friends. And then they look back and say, hey, remember that day that we were at Dannenberger Family Vineyards? And then, you know, there's this over wine. It's all over wine. It's very exciting.
And how late into the season? I mean, can people, is it, you know, because I'm looking at the website and some of the photos, which are just gorgeous, and I want to be there. How late, I mean, can people even visit you in the wintertime, or is it mostly, you know, the warmer, more climate times of the year?
We are open every month but February, and that's only because I have wine conferences. So during the winter months, we have these indoor spaces that have glass walls, so they can still be outside. So I like it to be a relationship with the outside as well. So we do a kind of almost indoor-outdoor kind of living throughout the year. Even though it's Illinois, I want you to feel like you're in California.
I'm so excited about this. And you also have a calendar of events coming up, music and all kinds of even fundraisers for veterans. Tell us a little bit about your calendar of entertainment.
So, yeah, there's a lot coming up. You know, everybody wants to be at the winery in fall. It's so funny. It's our busiest season. We're in the middle of harvest and crush and fermentation. It's exciting. But then that's when everybody wants to be at the winery. And we just so happen to be, of course, celebrating breast cancer awareness. I'm a survivor. And then we have the honor ride for veterans coming up in October where you'd ride a motorcycle with the governor and then end up at our place. And Halloween's coming up. Halloween. Who doesn't want to do that? That's fun.
Exactly. Oh, my God. These are, and then you have bands coming as well. Rowdy Jones. Did we miss that? We missed that one, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. It was so good last weekend for our anniversary. 4 years.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
That is so exciting. And I have to, by the way, I love the address, 12341 Irish Road. That's such an easy address for people to remember.
Yes. So it's my family's Sullivan, and my dad named the road.
What?
Because it always been Sullivan's living on that road. I'm the fifth generation, and I know, it's a crazy name, right?
No, it's not a crazy name. I'm laughing because your dad got to name the road. How many people get to do that?
That's true. You know, rural America.
That is wonderful. And then the number for the vineyards is 217-488-6231. Again, everybody, that's 217-488-6321. And the website is Dannenberger Family Vineyards. And also you can follow them on Instagram, because I know we follow each other on Instagram. That's DFV. Is that right? At DFV?
Yep.
On Instagram and on Twitter. And by the way, I mean, so, you know, we wind down on Friday nights anyway. We save all of the more stressful topics of the week for Friday nights, and we kind of unwind a little bit. We'll be doing Wine and Wind It Down with the Dannenberger Family Vineyards wine. This is so exciting. It's perfect.
Cheers.
I feel like this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is, Patty. I know. I love following you on Instagram. You're so fun. And ever since I met you this spring, I've been enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, thank you so much. And I look forward to coming to see you again. And, you know, this will give me a reason to not just go down for the politics in Springfield. This will give me, you know, I can look forward to it instead of getting on the train and being like, now what? I get to think, I wonder what she's got going on at the vineyards.
Mm-hmm. Time to have a glass of wine.
That's right. And we've got and when you're in town, I'd love to have you on the show. And whenever, you know, I know it's late, believe me, I know that it's not easy to schedule, but when you do have time, it would be fun to wine and wind down with you.
That sounds awesome. After crush and fermentation, I'm ready to go.
Oh, and that reminds me, you don't do like the Lucille Ball, like wine crushing stuff, right? People don't like stomp on them. You actually have different sort of mechanizations for that.
We have mechanizations to do that, but we are doing it on October 7th just for fun to raise money for breast cancer.
I gotcha. Oh, man. Well, that's we have to talk more about that, too. So come back and talk to us, if not in studio, definitely by phone. Congratulations again on your fourth anniversary and all your success. What an amazing dream you've created in near Springfield in New Berlin.
Thank you so much, Patty. It was wonderful to talk to you tonight.
Thank you. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon. Again, Susan Dannenberger, thank you. Cheers, Susan Dannenberger with the Dannenberger Family Vineyards, and we'll be talking to her and about her in the weeks to come as our sponsor for Wine and Wine Down. More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late.
This week's Chicago Best is going over all the in and outs of a Chicago-style hot dog. Don't miss Chicago's Best, Making the Chicago-Style Dog, Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
Hey, yo, he's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Oh, are we kicking it? I feel like I'm hoping you guys are kicking it. It is, yeah. That's what it is. Wind it down. It's Wine and Wind Down on Friday night. Our new segment on Pretty Late. We're joined by comedian Paul Farvar Esquire and Eric Elk, the president and CEO of Fulcrum Enterprises. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I'm okay. I actually have a rough cold. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'm a little bit stuffed up.
You sound like you're in a bubble somewhere also.
Do I sound like I'm in a bubble? What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, I maybe like it's my microphone.
Like an echo chamber? All right, then, fine.
But
it's all good.
How'd you get sick? How do you get sick out in the warm weather?
No, I got sick in Chicago, and then I got into a plane and proceeded to have get hydrated and the pressure from the flying and then my sinuses and yes, so that's how I've spent my last 3 days in LA is sick as a dog. I've been really, really sick. How are you doing?
Me, Paul. I'm great. We just had a show and came here, and Eric's here, and we are excited about this wine.
I know. I know. We're looking for a wine opener. I think we're
that's
gonna
the
try
word on the street. Yeah,
the Dannenberger Family Vineyards wine.
Yeah, we listened to the interview. It was pretty cool.
She is lovely. I met her in the spring. There was a great event at the old state capitol. Eric, were you at that event?
I was not, unfortunately, but I wished I had been.
How did you not make it to that event? It was amazing.
I was working for clients.
Oh, I see. Well, I was too, because I was handing out my business card at the event and the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Exactly. Hello. We're making things happen. Eric, how are you tonight?
I am doing outstanding. I'm glad it's we're wrapping up another week. It's a lot going on.
Yes, there is. There's a lot to talk about. I think we almost have to when we come back from the news. I think we need to start. Go ahead and just jump in on the sales tax because that is something you've been working on for a while. As far as that, when that was coming down the pipe. Although, to be fair, Ken Jakubowski, our Friday night regular as well, who is out off for the night, as is Dave Lundy, he gave me the paperwork on that like way back at the beginning of the year, and said he did not like the way this was looking. And man, was this! I've never seen people get so upset about soda pop before.
Well,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And I think it hit so many people in so many different ways.
It did. Let's talk about the different ways that it's being really promoted, debated, attacked, the whole thing. We'll talk about that when we come back. And 312 listeners, if you want to text or join us by conversation, Lise is our producer tonight. Michael has a night off. Aubrey, our engineer, is running the board. So give us a call if you want to join the conversation. It is your conversation. Join us at 312-981-7200.
Dirty Pop. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out?
Well done, Lise. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase Studio West. I'm in Los Angeles. Thrilled to welcome in studio comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire, and Eric Elk. Eric, are you an Esquire or you're
I am not.
What is your background? What did you study? What was your thing?
My thing was political science and history.
Oh, hello. All right, then. No wonder I like.
We got a little something there.
A little something in common there, and you have been working for quite a while on this soda pop, the sugar tax. It's a lot of different names. The Preckwinkle tax, the Cook County Board tax. For people who are not familiar, because you know, in the middle of the night, there are people driving through. Maybe they're not aware of what's going on in Cook County. Can you give us a quick breakdown of what is going on with this sugar tax on soda?
Well, So your Cook County Board will meet again on October 10th, and this issue will come up. Mm-hmm. We have been inundated for the last month by a New York billionaire. An out-of-towner spending lots of money trying to convince everyone in Cook County that this tax is needed to save our health and protect us from ourselves.
Right.
And I think that, President Preckwinkle, when this tax went into effect, she was the deciding vote. And
who crafted this? Now, for people, again, who are catching up, is a penny an ounce on any sweetened drinks. It's not just sugar. It's also any artificial sweeteners. It's not just soda pop. It could be iced tea, even orange juice, because that's considered a listen to Lee saying don't come for my kombucha.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's orange juice or even some of your Starbucks drinks that you can get in your supermarket, it's Gatorade, Powerade. You know, those sports drinks and even the
sports waters, too.
Sports waters, some of them like Propel, that are key for athletes or others with diabetes who have issues with sugar, it is taxed, even though it is without sugar.
It's for hydration, too, because I remember when I was pregnant and I got very sick when I was pregnant with Declan, actually, I needed to stay hydrated, and the doctors recommended Propel, right? So that's something that would be taxed that was told to me by a doctor to take. So this is – and tell us – now, Paul, what has been your impression of how this has been sold to the public?
Well, I know that they're trying to sell it on TV with the commercials that are pretty heavy from the Mayor Bloomberg, or former Mayor Bloomberg is getting involved. I don't know. I think it was kind of weird. I think it's affecting – I think it hurts – I mean, some smaller businesses are affected by how they got to adjust you know, their computers and all that stuff. That's what I've heard.
Point of sale. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and I know that, you know, it affects that. Even like national chains are affected because they have like their 99 cent deals. But then like a Big Gulp now is like $100.
Well, yeah. I mean,
now, it's not that much, but yes.
Whether it's the small, you know, mom and pop shop or, you know, store or the, you know, a fast food restaurant, all the way to the wholesalers, everyone has to account for this in some way and kind of account for how this is being collected and turned over to the county, which is really I know that the Illinois retail merchants, you know, had several meetings with the county officials trying to kind of find a way that everyone could agree on. And the county was pretty rigid in their stance and not wanting to really budge much. And, you know, obviously they're a government entity. They have no idea how businesses have to operate and the things that they have to spend money on to do these accounting measures. They really didn't seem to care much. And so some of these small operations are really struggling trying to abide by the law and this rule and collect this tax.
Yeah, that's been the, I think, one of the things that's bothered me is the way it's affected small businesses. You know, let's take a call. I know we have Taxi Driver Bob on the line who wanted to join the conversation as well. Hey, Taxi Driver Bob, how are you doing? Are you there? Maybe we have, I don't know if we have the connection. My apologies. If we get Taxi Driver Bob, let me know. Oh, cool. Hey, Taxi Driver Bob? Maybe not. It's okay. Let me know. But here, I just got a text from somebody as well that asking, how is this different than the tobacco tax? And I would say if it really and truly was because of health, I could see that. The problem that I've been having all along is that that's part of the narrative that we're being told by the county, and yet the way it's been implemented. And then even when there was an injunction, you know, when Preckwinkle tried to stop this in court, that, you know, when it was halted for a little bit, she sent out pink slips. So if it was about health, why would she say, well, then I have to fire all these people? You know, everyone pay this tax, otherwise the kids get it, kind of a thing. Just seemed disingenuous to me, and it was unfortunate, because if it really is about health, then you got to be all in and make that, show us how it really is being implemented, how it's improving people's health, how it's being used with doctors and hospitals, how you're teaching people to stay healthier. Hey, Taxi Driver Bob, how are you doing?
You hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I heard the ding, but then nothing happened. Anyways, I guess, from my aspect, it's just people are really just sick and tired of getting taxed on all different things. And, you know, it's going to get to a point where it's going to start backfiring on them because people don't want to live here anymore because everything is taxed. And it's just, you know, they're just trying to get money every which way they can. For myself, now at O'Hare, they have a different system with the tax stamps that we need to pay the city of Chicago. They charge us to use a credit card, another dollar, and then they charge us a service fee on using the credit card for the daily usage. And they just keep on adding on taxes, and people are getting sick and completely sick and tired of the whole thing.
I can imagine. And I've been talking to a lot of people, you know, with the cab drivers, and you know, everyone's saying, well, I'm just going to go to Uber and Lyft. And I understand that because, yeah, you guys are licensed to death. You're feed to death. You know, there's just too much piled on top of it. And do you know, not Taxi Driver Bob in particular, have you noticed a difference with your soda pop receipts? Do you buy sugary drinks?
No, I don't buy stuff in Cook County. I live in Lake County, so I don't bother to give any of my, you know, my money to Cook County. It's against my better judgment. But I had quite the interesting week this week. On Saturday, I picked up Greg Kinnear.
What?
From Glencoe. Yeah, Greg Kinnear in my car. He was a really nice guy.
How cool.
Yeah, and then on Monday, I picked up a family that was on a United voucher that left Puerto Rico via airplane.
Oh.
And it took 16 hours for them to get out of Puerto Rico. And there were people literally dying in the airport from heat exhaustion. And this family was frazzled. They had a baby, a 10-year-old, and a 15-year-old.
Wow.
And I was talking to them, asking questions, and they said, you know, we really don't want to talk about it. I mean, it was just, they were just completely frazzled, and I just dropped the conversation. And the husband brought up, let's just put it this way. There were people literally dying around us of heat exhaustion. And it was just, I felt so bad for them. You know, I mean, that's one thing about this job is you get a lot of, it can be very interesting at times. That's for sure.
No kidding. Oh, that's tragic. I'm glad that they got out, but I think these still out. We're going to hear a lot of stories about people suffering in Puerto Rico as we get, you know, farther and farther away from being able to get them enough food and water and getting their power back on. It's a huge struggle for so many. Millions of people. It's awful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you talked to a family that came through, but
I've sure
they're worried.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for an email about Larry. I haven't seen Larry yet.
What do you mean? Oh, my picture of my dad. You know, I haven't had a chance.
You haven't sent it to me yet.
I know, I haven't had a chance to pull one out. It's funny because that night of my dad, I meant to send a picture to you, but I haven't gone through and been able to find the copy I have in my Facebook collection. I will get one to you. I promise.
Is tonight wine in a cookie instead of whiskey in a cookie?
That's right. We're moving to wine. It's healthier for us anyway, right?
Of course, and it goes better with cookies. I mean, whiskey in a cookie. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I never thought about eating cookies when I'm drinking Jack Daniels or whatever other whiskeys, you know?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the thing about wine and chocolate, too. So it all worked out very well. Thank
absolutely.
You, Taxi Driver Bob.
You have a good night.
You too. Yeah. Thank you. And I know that Paul had some texts about the vineyard, too. So let's take those when we come back. We're hanging out with Eric Elk and comedian Paul Farvar in studio. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.
WGN. We're over here on the Patty Vasquez Show. My name is Paul Farvar. Eric is here, and we're trying to figure out the kinks on the sound with Patty Vasquez, who's in LA, sick, but on the mend, I think. And Eric was talking about soda tax.
And I'm telling you, October 10th, everybody has to be ready. This is coming up. It's they're going to go for the repeal. It'll come out of committee, and hopefully we have the votes. It passed narrowly when it went into effect earlier this summer. And, you know, now's the opportunity. I think that the county board commissioners have heard from so many people.
Yeah.
The Tribune has just been railing, you know, several times a week on this. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Isn't there some sort of like compromise they can come up with, like half a penny or something?
Maybe they can just start, you know, taxing Twinkies as well. So like, you know, I mean, if you're gonna do sugary beverages, mm-hmm. you know,
or... Hey, Lise, you can't hear me at all anymore.
Yep.
Hello. Oh,
Patty. Hey.
That was really strange. Okay, I understand we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but I honestly think it's just my cold. Maybe I just sound like I'm all warbly. I'm sorry, you were in the middle of talking about the text.
Sugar text. We're gonna come up with a compromise, I think.
Okay. What's your compromise?
They should repeal it.
And that's not a compromise.
And replace it with?
How do you just text? In what was the determination of, orange juice, cranberry juice, apple juices all lumped in there? You know, and even the all-natural. I mean, some natural fruits have sugar.
Diet Snapple iced tea.
Yes.
No sugar.
I think that's what made people think that it was a money grab, because it doesn't distinguish between things that could be healthy choices or healthier choices, and just sort of this overreaching idea that anything that has any source of sugar or unsweetened, you know, and I get it. I get that the artificial sweeteners can be unhealthy for you. But yeah, I have to agree that it's problematic, because it did help health-wise to tax tobacco. Right. And we accept that there are different taxes on alcohol. But, you know, there's a very clear line between implementing this tax and the burden it was on the small businesses and big businesses, mm-hmm. onto the consumer, and the fact that the president of the Cook County Board threatened to fire people. So that's all. I mean, that's what makes it all part of the big mess. And by the way, Eric, I know you were talking about Bloomberg spending millions of dollars, and I know that he's outspending them. But the anti-sugar tax people are paying people $11 an hour to, I guess, educate people about the sugar tax. There's a lot of money being poured into this that is just staggering to me. And you wonder, how much could we have spent actually helping people on either side, putting some of this, what they're calling healthy issues, to work.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think your initial comment was right in terms of a money grab. When you talk about all the people, or you people getting paid $11 an hour, how this impacts people, let's think about this too. It's not just these beverage companies, it's Teamster drivers who deliver them. It's the, you know, ADMs who, an Illinois company that manufactures the sweetener. It's the can companies. It's the bottle companies. I mean, there is a chain here that is significantly impacted by something like this.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great word for it. Significantly impacted. Before we keep talking about this or take any more calls and texts, I know that we had some people who wanted to chime in about the Dannenberger family vineyards. What do they have to say? Because I love our new friends on Friday nights.
Well, by the way, there's also a lot of people chiming in on the tax as well. But
Oh, really? Okay, let's say both.
Well, first let's talk about the winery. People were from 312. They're really happy that, first of all, they were happy that she brought in the state Dems and Repubs to get us to pass the budget. Now she's introducing, now Patty's introducing things like wineries downstate, Patty Rocks, and then someone also said from the 312, nice to hear about an Illinois farmer who's doing something grapes other than corn and soybeans. We need greater diversity in what our ag produces to bring back birds and pollinators. Thank you, Patty.
Yay!
There are a number of vineyards in Illinois. I think people forget about that.
Yeah. And if you heard, she was also on Ro Khan's show for the Carnarvon Wagon. That farm has been in their family raising corn and soybeans for generations. I think she's fifth generation farmer.
Wow.
And she wanted to find a way. She wanted to do something different with the land. But, I mean, think of that. She's raising vines on the same land that her great-grandfather, her grandfather, her dad. I love her story. And the wines that she raises here, they're all actually from America, too. She's got she tries to do as much of it within the region or even from the East Coast as she possibly can. It's an amazing story. I know that we have a listener that wanted to join the conversation as well in regards to the soda tax. We have Sandra on the line. Hey, Sandra, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. What do you want to say?
I'm really for the tax, because I don't see there's any reason for people drinking soda and all these fruit juices. I mean, I go to the store and I see people, they've got cases of them. They're not just buying one liter. They're buying cases every week, two or three in their cart, and little children are not eating fruit. I mean, you know, you could eat fruit, and the difference between the fruit juice is that that's just sugar water, just like the soda, and you're not getting any fiber.
Yeah.
And then Children's Day are just, you know, parents are just not buying them fruit. They're giving them all this other junk all the time.
Sandra, you know who's yelling at the radio right now and saying, "You go, Sandra, you tell them," is my husband. He's listening to the show as well. He's the one texting me about, how it worked for tobacco and everything. We don't drink soda in my house. Like, it's a treat, like maybe once or twice a month.
Right. I'm a senior citizen. We only have soda on birthdays, you know, Christmas, certain holidays. Not on Thanksgiving or Easter, you know, but
right.
We had a birthday party. And I was surprised when I started going to high school and there's people drinking soda for breakfast. I couldn't believe it.
I know. I saw that in college. I remember when I was in the dorms at U of I and I would see people drinking Coke for breakfast. I'm like you, Sandra. I was like, what?
I drink soda with every meal. I just want to point that out. And I've done it since I was in fifth grade. So, I mean, I also just had my third root canal last Tuesday. But I don't think there's definitely a correlation because I also grind my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't. I mean, I need pop, and I will.
Well, you
forego French fries.
Maybe you need the caffeine in the crop. You know, maybe it's not really the sugar. Maybe you need the caffeine, but you're really missing when you don't have it.
Yeah, and also I can't drink water with meals. I think that's always been a problem for me.
You know, you should try carbonated water.
Like, I do, and guess what? That's taxed too, though. So
no, it should not be.
I know.
My Perrier and my Pellegrino are not taxed. It's not the extra sugary tax.
The Propel waters are.
Yeah, the Propel water is, yes. That is flavored. I don't know why there's a tax on that.
You know, Patty, real quick, I don't necessarily disagree with what Sandra is saying, the caller. I do disagree, though, with the notion that that any government entity is going to tell us that they're going to try to protect us. And in order to protect us, they have to tax
guys,
us.
Let me take a quick break here, and we'll come right back and finish your thought. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you, Sandra. More for this on 720.
One more thing.
Oh, hold on. More for this on 720 WGN.
Pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. And joining us in studio, we have Eric Elk of Fulcrum Community. Is it Fulcrum Enterprises?
Just Fulcrum, Illinois.
Fulcrum, Illinois. Excellent. And from Chicago, Illinois. Originally from, is it Oak Brook, Paul?
Oak Brook, Illinois, yeah.
Oak Brook, Illinois. Comedian Paul Farber, Esquire. We really are stirring the pot with the soda tax, the sugar tax. A lot of people chiming in. I'm even getting a text from my my husband again. He's like, I still don't see why it can't be both a health issue and a way to raise funds. So what are you getting on the text screen as well, Paul?
Well, we're saying 815 asked, does the tax affect flavored coffee with whipped cream? They want to know. That's the most recent one that we got. And Eric is saying it is.
I believe it does. You know, there's the Starbucks bottled coffees in your refrigerated section of the grocery store that is taxed.
Okay.
Right.
815 also is asking the amount of money spent on commercials could have paid for part of the tax, right?
I think that's an excellent point for a billionaire from New York who's got really slick ads.
847, if the tax was truly about sugar and my health, then why aren't they taxing bakery goods, ice cream, and candy?
And that's what a lot of people say is why aren't we doing it that way? All that other crap that we put into our bodies. And well, I mean, like, be careful what you ask for. First, it came from the soda. I mean, go ahead, go for it. Maybe
is LaCroix also on that list, right? Or no? They're flavored water.
I believe
it's flavored, but it shouldn't have any sweetener in it.
I don't know the answer.
This is where
it
gets complicated. Yeah. Well, and people are posting pictures of their receipts where they're showing that either the tax is wrong or they're being taxed for the wrong item.
Well, I mean, it's
inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, it's how is it being applied? It's got to be affected too, because a lot of these small businesses probably don't know when and if it does apply. So they have to educate that. I would think, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's something that the county needs to spend a little time and effort on. To educate these retailers. Absolutely.
What other lawsuits are coming in? I know that there was a lawsuit that Walgreens was wrongly taxing some beverages. What other kind of lawsuits are there small businesses suing as well, Eric?
I haven't heard that. I mean, you know, the retailers filed a suit and
restaurants too, right?
The restaurants, and they ended up losing that, which is why it went into effect. I think that they, you know, there have been some conversations trying to figure out, you know, how else they could go at this in the courts. You know, but the thing that I think a lot of the taxpayers in Cook County are thinking about is, you know, when they see headlines like the following three: Cook County official hired niece for six-figure job, county doctor gets big payout for no work, President right. President Prinkwinkle now wants $130 million in pay hikes. I think it's really tough for the taxpayers to reconcile something like this when they see these types of headlines coming out of Cook County constantly.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that that she's going to be able to hold on to her job as well. When mm-hmm. when is she up for re-election?
She's up this cycle. They all are. So wow. You know, there are a number of voters in Cook County who are currently out circulating petitions against incumbent commissioners who were supportive of this tax.
Hmm.
And I think I think there are groups like the Government Accountability PAC who will be supporting those that want to challenge those tax increasers.
What if they only apply it on? What did you say, Maddie?
No, go for it.
I was going to say, what if they only apply it on like every day except Friday, Saturday, Sunday? And then that way it's like people can load in that know about the tax that are Cook County people from out of town, or vice versa. Just people who are out of town, hit them with the tax. Just be like, hey, you came into our town. You know what Chicago's like.
I think what they should do is apply the tax on any day that doesn't end in Y.
Well, that's impossible.
Oh, okay.
Or it should be for the first 10 ounces, it doesn't apply. But then if you get like a big gulp, then you get the whole tax. So then
They're having such a complicated time trying to figure it out now.
Yeah, no kidding. Can
or
you
just
imagine?
Not diet. Like certain products should be, like every day should have a different, like a day off. Like Diet Coke is, they don't get taxed. I know it'll be hard to.
Let me ask you something, Eric. Because Prinkwinkle ran on, I'm going to take away that petty tax that Stroger had put in. Wasn't that part of what she ran on in her last election?
She ran and won on that and then put it back in.
Yeah, but she only put it on soda tax, right? So, I mean, on sodas.
No.
So had she just left the penny, what?
They reinstated that sales tax.
Oh, so the penny, we got back the penny tax, and then now we also have a penny on the sugary per ounce drinks.
Correct.
Jeez. Okay.
That's a lot of tax.
That's a lot of tax. That's a lot of stuff. All right, let's take a break. I want to find out what you guys thought of the Dannenberger wine, by the way, and see if we have any more texts coming in. But we have a lot of other conversations to have. You know, we can talk about how bad the Bears were. I don't know if ratings are down because people are upset about the NFL or if it's because they're we don't. Today, West, actually, joining us in studio, comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire, and Eric Elk of Fulcrum, Illinois. Do you guys have a chance to try the wine from the Dannenberger Family Vineyard?
Yeah. We're trying it right
How
now,
is
actually.
It?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's time to wine and wind down. I feel like you're winding down now. A little wind down. I actually can't have any wine because of my throat. I've got a nasty cold. So you guys enjoy it for me, and I'll look forward.
Yeah, the bottle's really cool looking, too.
Yes, it's really cool.
Go ahead. Yeah, she's a remarkable businesswoman and an incredible winemaker. So I had some of the Carmen when I was down in Springfield. It's probably one of the best red wines I have ever had, and it's from where they have more vineyards. But
we lost you there for a second, Patty. There you are. Okay. Oh,
hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Are you moving around?
Excellent. No.
Okay.
It's probably my voice is cracking a little bit.
Gotcha.
I have a nasty cold. I know. I'm going to try to get better over the weekend. Did you watch the Bears game yesterday? If you can call it that?
I did not. I caught the last 2 minutes. I had my show last night, so I missed it. But
Eric, did you watch it?
Oh no, I was I tuned in to the Cubs. Tuned in to Will and Grace. It was like anything but the Bears.
I did catch the. I was keeping track of the Cubs score. I mean, they're still winning. They won again today.
It's amazing. It's fantastic.
Are they putting in their entire scrimmage team? Yeah.
Yeah, but I think today they let Quintana pitch 81 pitches. I watched that, and the B team is great. It's going to be hard to make some decisions on who makes the playoff roster. I think they're going to have to switch it up a little bit. But
all I can say is hap for MVP today. Holy cow.
Yeah, he had a great game. He might be rookie of the year. I think he's in the running, right?
Wow.
He's got to be.
He has been just on fire lately. It's amazing. It's so fun to watch. You're starting to remember what it was like when they were in that playoff run last year.
Uh-huh.
It's so exciting.
Right.
And, you know, you just see these guys, they're like having fun, they're having fun with each other, they like each other, and they're out there just like having a blast. And so it's very infectious.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's such a big part of it, you know, is that last year they were having a lot of fun. This year it was partly the chase and the having the pressure of now being the world champions. It was a weird energy this season, don't you think?
Oh yeah, I mean you got the hangover, and so your off season's kind of shortened, and so you come in, still a little groggy, I think. And I think after the All-Star break, they really started to hit their stride.
Yeah, I think I don't want to get my hopes up, but I don't want to get people ask me what my thoughts are. I think they're going to have a great run, but I mean even if they, I mean it's going to be really really hard to win two World Series in a row. So people
absolutely
need to. Just take it easy. Enjoy these games. In these series that they have to play, the next one, it's going to be so fun to watch. And, if they make it to the World Series, that's a huge feat in and of itself.
You're not kidding. I mean, it is such an accomplishment and so difficult.
Yeah.
There are so few teams who've done it back-to-back like that.
No, yeah. In the National League, even it's been even harder. So, I mean, people just need to just chill out.
And you have teams like the LA Dodgers who are over 100 wins. I mean, it's amazing. They're just killing it.
But we were like that too. I don't know if you remember that, Patty, but in 2007, we had over 100 wins, and then the Dodgers came in and swept us.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You're not going to any Dodgers games, are you?
Me? God, no.
Okay.
No. Why would I do that?
Just checking.
Yeah, you got to be careful
I'm
out there with
up.
The Cubs hat.
No, yeah, I've got a Cubs shirt on right now, as a matter of fact. I am hanging out at the beach. I'm writing. I'm working on a spot with a car company. So just staying busy and not going to any Cubs games, or any Dodgers games. By the way, my mom and Griffin are going to the last regular season game at Wrigley on Sunday. Yeah, I'm so excited for them. So they are going to the last game. Yeah?
I'm going tomorrow, but my friends and I planned this trip, the game, a long time ago. And we thought it was the last game. So we're like, all right, we went to the home opener. We're going to go to the last game. And then we all just looked at the schedule like, wait, you guys, we're not even going to the last game. But then one of my friends figured out, like, yeah, that's the only night I can get out because he wants to go out after the game. And they're married with kids, so this is like their one night out. So I took a night off from comedy for this. So we'll see. Tomorrow should be fun.
Oh, that'll be a great time.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun seeing Rondon start.
What is the weather like this weekend? Is it supposed to, because it was what, like in the 70s when I left? It was in the 90s for a bunch of days in a row.
It's 30 today, Patty.
No.
35.
No, come on. It's not that cold.
No, it's 62 right now.
It felt like it. It felt like it.
Really? That much of a drop?
I think the high tomorrow is like 65.
Yeah, tomorrow's is high is 65 with a low of 51, so it'll be cold. No, that's serious.
I'm not doubting you. I mean, if you got your weather bug out, unless you've got Tom Skilling on speed dial.
Yeah, Tom's over here.
Or you could listen to the newscast.
Yeah, we were listening to Roger.
And there's Roger Battish. There you go. Roger, how have you been, sir?
I've been fantastic, Patty. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Well,
I know you got
well
that cold, I know. I'm sorry
thank
to hear
you.
That.
I have a cold. I actually, you guys, have had my first ever accident with a rental car. Very minor. I know. I was staying with a friend last night that has one of these. Have you ever seen these heavy metal, like, sliding gates for a garage?
Yes.
They don't go up and down. They slide on a metal track sideways. It started to close on me while I was backing out.
Oh, no.
And scraped the back bumper. Yeah. And it's one of those things where part of you thinks, maybe it's not visible enough for the, you know, the comp, but I don't want to take that chance. And it turns out, because I did turn down the insurance because I have a credit card that carries it,
yeah.
You know, the traveler's insurance. I called them today, and there's a lot of paperwork. I asked them how much the deductible was, and they said, oh, there's no deductible. And
yeah.
They told me that I'm better off filing the claim rather than, like, hoping that nothing will, that
yeah.
They won't even see it when I turn in the car. Otherwise, right, you've been through this?
I just went through it. I got into a car accident last October when I was in Arizona, and I totaled the rental car. And I didn't get the insurance, and I had insurance through my own insurance coming back home, but then they told me to contact my credit card company, and between the two of them, I got the deductible paid for and everything paid for without having to spend
yeah.
a dime. So I'm just going to crash these cars on all these trips.
No.
These. So fun.
No.
Like,
stop
be like,
it.
All right, this is how we're going to park now? Okay. And then just duck and run and see what happens. I mean.
Oh, no.
I mean, no one's going to get
no.
hurt.
No.
No? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I was really surprised. I was surprised at how cool they were with me with my credit card company. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Submit all the paperwork and it's off. I was like, what?
Yeah, you have to as long as you do it timely. They're really strict about the timelines. But, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I already started the process. You have 100 days. But I was like, why would I wait? I can.
No.
And she said I could even take it in and get it.
Yeah, it's the way to go. And like I said, I'm looking forward to my next rental car trip. It's going to be
like,
fun.
What was that?
I'm looking forward to my next rental car trip. I'm going to Arizona, and I'm going to get a convertible, I think, and just not
live
put
it up,
the top
you know?
Up the whole time. Just forget. Oh, it's raining?
I mean, yeah. The chances of it raining, come on. It's Arizona.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you might have one of those dust storms known as a haboob.
Yes. I will go right into the haboob, which is also my cousin's name. But that's a whole other story. But yeah, you have insurance through your own insurance company and the credit cards, Patty. That's good work.
It's United Mileage. They didn't even mention my own car insurance. They were just like, yeah, we'll take care of it for you. I was like, wait, what?
You might as well enjoy it and see what else you can do with that car. They're gonna take it off the lines anyway. Same as will be like, hey, I've always wanted to see what it feels like to have a small
to drive in reverse on the 101.
But I wonder if you're going 10 miles an hour with your seatbelt on and the airbags deploy in a head-on collision to a brick wall.
No, no, no. I'm not taking any chances like that. That sounds careless. No, I'm just
10 miles an hour.
No, it's
7 miles an hour.
No, no.
5. Final offer.
You're encouraging bad behavior, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Wow. I mean, you can definitely park closer to all the cars and not worry about somebody dinging your door now.
You can get into any parallel parking spot you want. You can create your own spots.
I want everyone to know that neither Eric Elk nor Paul Farvar are encouraging people to be reckless with their rental cars because they carry insurance on their credit cards.
There's a special place in my heart for one insurance company I had a really bad experience with when I got into an accident in the 90s. And I won't say who it was, but if your company is the same company, you should definitely try some experiments on that car because they made my life hell and my credit hell for a long time.
Hey, Patty. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi. I'm just joining the conversation about rental cars.
Lisa, did you have a bad experience?
Well,
have you done this too?
We rented a car. There was some kind of loophole where we got a nice discount through whatever. I'm not going to go there. But then my ex-boyfriend was like trying to not get the insurance, the extra insurance, and he was foreign. So I was like, no, we need insurance if you're going to be driving this. And so, you know, we got the insurance. It's like, you know, 500 extra bucks or whatever. And then like 2 days later, he like backed into like something in some garage or something. I was like, yeah, well, there you go.
Good thing we got the insurance.
I have a little live read here, Patty. Is that okay?
Yeah, please. Get to Ron. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm in Los Angeles. Joining us in studio are Eric Elk of Fulcrum, Illinois, and comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire. And we have I thought we'd change things up a little bit. I know we're waiting to hear more news. Hopefully everyone is okay at the Air Force Base. And it's terrifying news. I saw that earlier, and I wasn't sure whether or not to ask you about that, Roger. So please let us know when you need to jump in. If you have more news, don't hesitate. Okay, Roger?
You got it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Because I know I saw the same thing. I saw tweets and things, and I didn't. Obviously, as not the newsman, I wanted to make sure that we left that in your realm of expertise. So thank you so much for that, and I hope everyone is okay. It's very scary news. We've been talking about a couple of things tonight, and I thought we'd switch it up a little bit. I've invited, I know he's usually on Wednesdays, but we've invited the iTunes psychic, Dr. Lars Dingman, to join us on the line. And for those of you who aren't familiar with our iTunes psychic, he is able to read your future, possibly even look into your past lives, tell you a little bit about what's going on in your life by learning what your last three songs were that you heard randomly. And joining us right now is Dr. Lars Dingman. Hey, Dr. Dingman, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Patty. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. Where are you in the world today?
I'm outside of Las Vegas. I'm here performing at a corporate convention for you know, the mini blinds people, not the maxi blinds, the smaller blinds people.
Yes.
That's why. Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I was trying to let my guests know, Paul Farvar and Eric Elk, what your expertise was and the way in which you go about doing readings. Do you want to explain a little bit more for our listeners and for Paul and Eric?
Sure. It's very simple. The universe is not made up of the things we think it is. We think it's made up of people and mountains and cars and, you know, candy, things that you could see, touch, feel, and taste. Actually, the universe is made up of vibration and vibration only. And music, sound, is a vibration. And it's a vibration that allows the universe, the sentient universe, to communicate with individuals through song titles. They tell me their three song titles that they heard most recently, and from those song titles, I'm able to hear what the universe is trying to tell the person.
Excellent. And I think that I think a lot of people have heard you before on my show. You've done a remarkable job of actually guiding people through some rough patches in their lives, maybe making a little, helping them look forward to something. Now, Eric, I texted you first, and I don't think my text went through to Paul. Do you happen to? I want to see if we can do a reading for you. Are you up for that, Eric?
Sure.
Sure. All right. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right, Eric. Just tell me the last three songs you randomly heard through your musical device.
Sure. It was Lifestyles Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte, Present Tense by Pearl Jam,
ooh,
and If Anyone Falls in Love by Stevie Nicks.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, If Anyone Falls in Love, and what was the middle one?
Present Tense.
Perfect. Well, you've got I'm seeing a very good thing. I'm also cognizant of the fact that I'm on the radio, and this is about your love life, so I'm trying to make it palatable to the general audience. I'm seeing that you're involved in a robust romance at this moment. True or false?
Yeah, sure.
Robust. I like the sound of that.
Robust.
I'm sorry. Robust. Sorry, continue, gentlemen.
Well, and there are many different kinds of relationships, you know, and what these songs are telling me, what the universe is saying, is that your romance at the moment is a plus-plus romance. And please be completely honest. True or false?
True.
Okay. And that's what's going on right now, present tense, happening right now. It hasn't always been this great. But you're happy and things are going well right now.
Absolutely.
What the universe is saying and what I'm hearing in these song titles, and again, please repeat them for me.
Song titles, Lifestyles Rich and Famous, Present Tense, If Anyone Falls in Love.
If Anyone Falls in Love. That's the kicker. what I'm seeing, what the universe is telling me, is that you are, you have this robust romance right now, and you are you're not married, are you?
I am not.
Yeah, you're single, but in a robust romance. And what is vexing you? What your mind is? You are going back and forth, trying to decide if you're going to put a ring on it. True or false?
Yeah. He's caught off guard.
I am caught off guard.
And she's probably listening, so this is awkward. Okay, continue.
No, I think you're right.
Listen, don't BS it, BS it. You don't think I'm right. I'm either right or I'm wrong.
Wow, thank you. You're right.
Thank you.
Dude.
Whoa.
Man, that's deep.
No, I could hear the awe and fear in your voice, which means that you're a serious suitor. You're not just randomly going to throw a one and then feel like you have to purchase the cow. This is a volitional, joyful act that you're engaged in right now, and it's a wonderful thing.
But, absolutely.
Of course, you're a little nervous.
Well, I mean,
most people would be in that same position, I think. Right,
yeah.
Dr. Lars?
Exactly. That's the point. But
yep.
If you weren't nervous, you'd be crazy.
Absolutely.
Right. That's what the universe is telling me. And I see a fence. I see you balanced on the top of a fence like, remember the old Tom and Jerry cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. The cat's always running around, knocking crap all over the place, running down the alley on the top of the fence, chasing the mouse. And we know as viewers, he's never going to catch the mouse. It's a metaphor, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that image in my mind right now. You're balanced on the fence between buying the ring and getting down on your knee and making it official, and saying to yourself, "I have a robust romance right now. Why would I screw it up by getting engaged?" True or false?
He's caught off guard again.
Yeah,
Dr. Lars,
too.
You're getting it right on the dot.
My texts are blowing up.
Yeah. He's getting worried about this, taking a knee for marriage.
I mean, I saw what happened with the NFL games taking a knee. I mean, it's bad news.
He's struggling.
Your case. It would be a great thing in your case. I think the reason perhaps that you agreed to this reading the universe is telling me is that you need a little more information. You need to be shoved in one direction or the other. And what this is going to sound strange to you, and I realize it sounds silly, but if you do what I'm going to ask you to do right now and you do it sincerely, and again, this word robustly, believe it or not, it will help you make your decision and get that load off your mind, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to... Have you ever heard two cats getting it on?
two cats? Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that what it sounds like, Patty?
Kind of, yeah. Not that I eavesdrop on them, it's the last screeching, yes.
All right.
It's a different sound. It's not the purring. It's not the barking of a little puppy. They're getting it on in their cat. That's what it is.
Right.
I need you to reach deep down into your solar plexus and emote, scream as if you were a cat in just a belly aching howl. And I realize this is
right now.
Right now on the air. And what it will do, it will change your vibration. Right now, you're stuck. You remember with the 33 and a third vinyl records that the kids love again today?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes the needle would get stuck in a rut like that.
Right.
That's where you are. You're stuck in a rut. And by changing your vibration, you're going to knock yourself forward and backwards, and it'll be what you need. Okay.
Oh.
So let me hear it. I want to hear you. Because you're on that fence. You're a cat poised on either side
on a hot tin roof.
Fence. And I want to hear that howl. Go.
Ow!
Aww.
It sounded more like you hit your thumb with a hammer on that.
Darn it.
More animal, more animalistic. And try and make the sound. Are you a singer? Are you a performer of any kind?
Oh, no.
Okay, but you have
not yet.
You have vocal, good vocal pipes. You have a good voice. But I don't want the sound to come from your throat. I want it to come from your belly.
Oh, all right.
Really feel that vibration and extend it for a little bit longer. Really make it a howl until you feel like your head vibrates. That's what we're looking for, okay? Try it again.
Okay.
Here he goes. I'm watching as a witness.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw his head vibrate.
Wow.
A lot, Dr. Lars. I saw it.
That is what I'm talking about. Now, all BS aside, did you feel differently the second time than the first time?
Oh, yeah. It was completely different.
Right. Okay. Now, I want you to do that every morning, first thing when you get up.
What makes you think I don't know?
Well, if you did now, you wouldn't be on the fence. You would have already made your decision. You're lingering there, and it's starting to bother you. It's starting to drift into your daily life, and it's a distraction. And it's you're focused on it, and it's time to get off the pot, basically. And this will help you. By doing this exercise every morning, you will change your vibration over time. And before the ghosts, the Halloween, before Halloween, you will wake up one day, and you'll be completely sure of what you want to do. And I think the two choices are either end it or get married. And I feel the result, the payoff for you will be you'll wake up and you'll know as sure as your own name what you should be doing.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Wowza.
Makes sense.
Wow.
So do that, and then after Halloween, after November 1st, call back to the show and tell me, hey, I didn't feel any different, it didn't work, or tell me if it did work. I'm telling you what I'm hearing from the universe is that that's the kind of clarity that will arrive if you can change your vibration by doing this exercise.
Thank you. All right. That sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Wowza. Well, there you go. We've got Dr. Dingman on the line. We have time for one read, I think. Maybe two. We'll see. But 312-981-7200, if you would like to get a reading from Dr. Dingman tonight's your night, 312-981-7200. Otherwise, you're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And joining us on the line is Dr. Lars Dingman. He is the world-renowned iTunes psychic. And we first did a reading for Eric Elk. And Paul, I was wondering if you wanted to do a reading as well, sir.
Sure. So what is it that I have?
The last three songs that you randomly heard play.
Okay. On my phone. So I have Desire, Ryan Adams.
Desire. Okay.
I Need Never Get Old, Nathaniel Rateliff. And let's see what the third song was. New York by St. Vincent.
Interesting.
Okay.
Those are the last three songs.
New York, I Need Never Get Old, and the first one?
Desire, Ryan Adams.
Desire. Desire to Never Get Old, and New York, really. What I'm seeing, Paul, is this is, I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing dancing. You're not a professional dancer. Are you taking dance lessons or something right now?
Not dance lessons, no. But let me think. I mean, I am a performer, and I'm working on being more physical.
Are you taking, are you taking any kind of class right now? Like, I'm seeing a teaching thing, and I'm seeing, I'm seeing you in a class. Are you in a class of any kind?
I am possibly going to be teaching classes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that could do it.
That's something that was I brought up yesterday, actually.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, I think that's going to happen. Big New York style Klieg lights. You know how they back in the old days they would do if they had a premiere of something, the lights would go flying around in the sky. That's what I'm seeing. That's what was throwing me off. I was seeing like a Hollywood red carpet event and a classroom. It was confusing to me. But what happens is I see these song titles make movies in my head, and then I try and make sense of them, but sometimes they're nonsensical. So, yeah, I think this teaching thing is going to be it's going to happen, and it's going to be very successful. You yourself are a performer, yes?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing that, and these are big lights. They're not little lights. You know, if it was community theater or dinner theater, they would be two kids holding flashlights. But these are actual.
Oh, cool.
Klieg lights, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have some uncertainty at the moment as to how this is going to shake out? Is it on your mind?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. This is the universe saying, don't worry. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen in an even more grand style than you're expecting it.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. I was just talking about it with Eric. So.
I mean, it's amazing.
I'm getting something else. Getting something else here, Paul. Do you like peanuts and almonds and cashews?
I like peanuts, almonds, and cashews, yes.
Like more than the next guy. Would you say you are?
Yeah. You know what? I've seen him with sunflower seed all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have nuts.
Okay.
I'm big on sesame, whatever those are, too. I just bought a whole box yesterday.
Okay. You know why? I'm getting a past life coming through for you.
Okay.
You were a squirrel.
I can see it.
Me, too.
It makes sense.
I hide things
too all the time for myself, and then I forget where I put them.
Yes, and that's the habitual behavior of chewing the nuts. Pat, I don't know what your particular religious beliefs are. Some people think that reincarnation is ridiculous. Other people treat it as surely as the sun comes up in the east every day. I personally have seen enough evidence where I'm a believer in it. And in past, and people work through different souls, beings. Work through different lifetimes, people, plants, animals. I mean, your last one before this, you were a squirrel, and you were like a patriarch. You were like a
head squirrel.
You were like a heavy D of the squirrels.
Huh.
Yeah, you were like a big deal. People would bring you nuts and things to chew on, like. You bring gold to your king, and you would just sit around and chew nuts all day long. And you had it made, and then you got so fat, you fell out of a tree while you were sleeping, you broke your neck, and you were dead.
Oh.
Wow, that was so quick.
Poor Paul the squirrel.
I know. How do I get back to that?
Well,
life,
I think, no, that's the point.
Leadership.
I think that's the reason this is coming through. You don't want to get back to that point. What that story is saying is you got too fat and too successful, and you lost your way, and you took it for granted. And I think perhaps this is a cautionary tale.
Yeah. I've gained a lot of weight, actually, too. And I've been eating late at night.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if that's something, too. No?
It could be. I believe squirrels sleep at night, but I don't really know any squirrels personally, so it's hard to know. I see them during the day. So I think this is what the universe is telling us. Yes, this class you weren't sure of is going to happen. It's
okay.
Going to be bigger than you thought, and be careful you don't get too big for your own shoes, or you're going to fall out of your squirrel and break your nuts.
Makes sense. Okay. I don't want to break my nuts.
Dr. Dingman, Deb, can you hold on the line? Because I think we should do Lise, our producer, and Roger Badish, because Roger Badish is a big music guy as well. Roger, how do you feel about having a reading as well?
Sure, why not?
Dr. Dingman, do you mind doing it? I love this. We're doing a Friday night reading for the whole crew.
That'd be
cool.
Does that
sound okay, Dr. Dingman?
Sure. Whether it's callers or crew, it makes no never mind to me. Whoever would like one, I'm free to give.
Excellent. And so we do have callers that want to join us. 312. I think that everyone's dazzled with the job you're doing for our guests and studio. So we can go either way. If there are any listeners that would love to have a reading, 312-981-7200. We're having a little fun on a Friday night.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios West in Los Angeles. Joining us in studio are Eric Elk and Paul Farvar. And on the line is Dr. Lars Dingman, the renowned, the world-renowned iTunes psychic, doing breathtaking readings for Eric and Paul in the studio.
That's amazing.
Isn't
it a little bit mind-boggling? And I wanted to go around the horn and do the rest of our cast and crew.
Yes.
And Lise and Roger, do you guys want to toss for who goes next?
It doesn't matter. Ladies first.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
I'm a lady.
All right. Dr.
Can
Dingman?
You hear me? Can you guys hear me? Okay, cool.
Yes.
Hi. Okay. So,
hello.
Is it the last three songs that I heard randomly? Like, how do I? I think I know. All right. Ready?
Okay.
One of them is called "Wannabe." And then we have "Without You" and "Optimism."
Wannabe, without you, optimism. Mm.
It's funny because these all came out. These songs all came out today on my boyfriend's record label. He just had a compilation release. So,
okay, yeah, I'm seeing. Say them again for me.
Wannabe, optimism, and without you.
Okay. The first time you said it, you told them to me in a different order.
Did I?
Now, yes, you did, which is fine. But it illustrates there are different ways that these songs, these three particular songs, can be interpreted. You're in a relationship right now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's... it's a relatively new, I'm going to say under a year. Or is it longer than a year?
Under a year, yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing that it's new. I was chewing a pistachio and it got caught in my throat.
Well, you're the squirrel now, aren't you?
Yes, exactly. The squirrel and the nuttiness are everywhere. Actually, you know what? After I gave that reading, I'm like,
Bring some to me.
I would enjoy a pistachio, and I went and got some. So your relationship, it's new with the boyfriend, and I'm feeling... There's I don't know if there's infidelity or jealousy or there's something beneath the surface. I'm seeing a submarine. That it's not an acute problem, but it's something in your head that nags at you. True or false?
False.
Completely.
Yeah, no, there's none of that.
And he's the same way?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then maybe the submarine means something else. Are you planning a secret trip?
With him?
Well, how can she tell you if she's planning a secret trip on the air?
Yeah. He's listening to us.
Okay. All right. So maybe you're planning a secret trip that you don't want to talk about on the radio. Okay.
Well,
I understand that.
Yeah, I guess we are, in a way.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm seeing. Like I said before, I see movies in my head, and it's hard to interpret them sometimes. But the submarine, are you going on a? You're going like to a warm, beachy kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what that is. Yeah, and that's going to be very good. I'm seeing music and happiness on this trip. Is this the first overnight trip of any length that you've had with this person?
I guess the first one for more than a night, some in a city away from Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's your first trip together. Big dating romantical trip. Oh, that's fantastic. You're gonna have a great time.
Thank you.
What I'm seeing is the universe is saying it's going to be fun. I'm seeing lots of blue and sun. I'm also seeing an old-fashioned matchbook.
Matchbook?
Yeah, you know, like the matches that you would steal from a bar take from a place that you'd light them and it would give you that sulfur smell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should bring a book of those matches with you on the trip.
Okay.
I don't know how they will come in handy.
Hopefully nothing like
candles.
Right.
Candles, perhaps, yeah. I'm seeing a romantic trip. I think that's what that means. That mm-hmm. it's going to be a, obviously you're planning it to be romantic, but it's going to be there's going to be some kind of romantic surprise is what I'm seeing. I don't know would it be too soon for him to be thinking about getting engaged?
Yeah, I think so. We're like in our early 20s.
Maybe like a promise ring.
Promise ring.
Promise ring, yeah. Maybe he's going to pin you.
Okay.
You're going back to old college days there, huh?
Aww. Sure, yeah. I was thinking actually wrestling.
Right. Oh, that kind of pin. I got you.
Makes sense.
Okay. Oh, actually, both are fine. I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a romantic trip and you're going to get some kind of hardware. So if he's not a Heisman Trophy winner, I think maybe you've got some jewelry coming your way.
Promise ring.
He just gave me an Apple Watch for my birthday.
Oh, that's ring-like.
That's hardware.
That's a commitment.
It's hardware, and it's a circle if we really want to stretch this. But I'm seeing something sparkly, and I think you're going to have a great time.
You hear that, babe?
Wow.
Yes, and
that's a lot of pressure.
I'm kidding. Always are very romantic.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense. Three for three.
I feel like you have a specific question. If you have a specific question about it, ask me. Or if you have a past life question, you can ask me.
Right now.
Yes, right now.
Yeah.
Past life?
Wait, okay. Let her ask.
You have a question, like you have a question on your mind that I have not answered. And rather than poke around, we're on live radio.
Tell me what the question is.
I'll give you the answer.
So the question is, on this trip, do we find a new place to settle down?
Oh.
You're thinking of moving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, maybe that's why it was a submarine and not a boat. You know, typically I see airplanes and boats. I rarely see a submarine. That's why I thought there was infidelity, something under the surface, you know, a secret.
I love the Beatles, Yellow Submarine.
Right? Maybe you're moving to London.
No.
That doesn't sound too warm. No, I think what the submarine is, it's like a storage facility, like a moving van.
Oh.
So you're going on a trip, possibly to look for a new place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm seeing like literal color, like blue and yellow, like cartoon colors of a beach scene here. And when I think of Chicago, I'm seeing just gray. I don't think that you like the weather in Chicago and the cold winters, and you're seriously thinking of leaving. True or false?
True.
Doctor, if I could take that a step further, might the submarine and the lights you just saw, the colors signifying something warmer, could that be a submarine base? Somewhere in warm, where a
like
warm
a
weather would be.
San Diego situation, right?
Is there one in San Diego?
There's a huge one in San Diego. You know, maybe that's excellent. Thank you. It could be. Is your man, is he? He's not in the Navy. No, he's like a performer of some kind.
He runs a record label.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming he's not doing that from the USS Kennedy.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Maybe. Are you visiting San Diego?
L.A.
Tell us where you're... L.A., okay. Well, there's no naval base here, as far as I know. But San Diego is very close. It's 2 hours away. You might want to go take a look.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that explains it then. That explains why the universe had you get your call. Everyone tonight, Patty.
Three for three, Doctor.
But right, people have been wrestling internally with a should I or shouldn't I? There's all these questions, and people have been paralyzed. And I feel that the universe—it's like It's like, are you familiar with a film by the name of The Godfather? It was a Best Picture winner in 1972.
Yeah?
Heard of it.
Okay.
I think I've heard of it.
At the end of that film, in a scene masterfully constructed by Francis Ford Coppola, the director, all of the family debts are settled in very violent, horrific fashion. I strongly suggest if you have not seen the film, you should see it. It's masterfully done. And all the grudges are settled in one fell swoop of 5 minutes of film. And I feel that that's what's happening tonight. Everyone is getting an answer that they need.
Yeah.
Not the bloodbath. No one's right. going to get it in the eyeball like Mo Green.
Spoiler.
Everyone hopefully is getting an answer that will help them become more settled in their life. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you haven't dealt with me yet. So.
Yeah, we got
Roger. Yeah, let's see what happens next. Roger Badish is going to get his reading next from Dr. Lard. Dr. Dingman, can you hang out for another segment? I feel like I don't want to be too greedy with your time. All right. Got to do Roger Badish when we come back. We're hanging out with the world-renowned iTunes Psychic. You can find him on Twitter at iTunes Psychic. Follow him on Facebook as well. He's got performances coming up all over the country. Well, appearances, I apologize. I hate to call it a performance. I'm not sure how you prefer to label that. But appearances all over the country. Go to his website as well. More after this on 720 WGN. If you're listening pretty late, I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studio West in Los Angeles. And joining us in studio are Eric Elk of Fulcrum, Illinois, and Paul Farvar, comedian and attorney. He's also the host of the Singles Only podcast, available on iTunes and Drink, Date, Laugh every Friday night, as well as Everyone's a Lawyer. How did it go this last week, Paul?
Last night, it was one of my favorite nights of doing comedy in my life. It was so much fun. Yeah, we're looking forward to the next one.
Well, don't miss that. I saw that it was Adam Burke and Jeannie Dugan and you and who else?
Me and Ross Kelly was the other comedian. He's moving to L.A. He's also one of the producers on Drink, Date, Laugh. And he did great. Everybody did. Jeannie was so funny. Adam won the first one, so he had to return. And it's just this fun game show comedy. It's so much fun. October 29th is the next one. And
excellent.
You got to check it out.
I love it. I want to be there. We have Dr. Dingman on the line, the world-renowned iTunes psychic. We're going to do Roger Badish's reading, and I didn't want to lock everybody out. If they want to do a reading, we might have time after the 1:30 news. So 312-981-7200. And we last but certainly never least, we have a reading for Dr. Dingman to Roger Badish. Gentlemen, Carrot, take it away.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
All right, Roger, what are the last three songs that you randomly heard?
Okay, I didn't necessarily randomly hear them because I do a thing every morning on the top songs on this date in history. So I post those. And so the ones from today, the first one was
Roger, it's important. It's actually important that you actually physically heard them?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
These I did because when I always put a link to the YouTube video of it. I don't just list it is. I actually post the video. So I listen to the video, especially if it's one I really like, and I'll listen all the way through it. The first one was the Star Wars theme, the disco version from Miko from 1977. I then listened to Celebration. And then I actually listened to Kol Nidre.
Celebration by Kool and the Gang, Roger?
Kool and the Gang, yes. Okay. And Kol Nidre.
Kol Nidre?
Kol Nidre, the song that is sung on Yom Kippur, which we are in the midst of. And it was a rendition by Jan Pierce.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Kol Nidre by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No. No.
Okay. I didn't know that they had done a crossover record.
I didn't either. I'll have to look that one up.
Okay. So, Star Wars, the disco version, Celebration, and Kol Nidre. This is an odd gumbo of concepts. I'm seeing a spangly jumpsuit, like something that if Wayne Newton and Liberace had a baby, that kid would wear.
Wow.
And I'm seeing the space and like eternity. I'm seeing this is has someone very near and dear to you recently passed on?
Well, not recently. Last year, it's been a year, over a year. My father passed away.
Okay. I am seeing literally, it's a glorious sight. It's almost like a cartoon of what you would think of in heaven. It's a giant sparkly staircase like a Liberace set, and a guy in a white tuxedo walking down the stairs like he owns the joint with a huge smile on his face.
Wow.
Perhaps was your father a showman?
No, not at all. He was in charge of stuff, but he wasn't a showman.
A big, large personality. I'm seeing a very barrel-chested, almost like a guy you'd see on the Monopoly board, you know, on the cards.
Oh, no, he wasn't that. He wasn't that barrel-chested. No, he was a strong figure, but not physically overbearing.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing that he is happy and enjoying his current existence and is looking down with you with a huge smile, so he must be very proud of you. I think that's something that you can celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was some friction between the two of you. I'm not sensing that there was, but if there were any unanswered questions in your mind as to how he was or how he was... getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Celebration is the word that comes out, right?
Yeah.
Celebration in space, mm-hmm. in heaven, in space, and he's partying like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and boy, could my dad party.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a swashbuckling... You remember the Rothenfels, James Garner?
Yes.
That kind of personality where no matter what is happening,
mm-hmm.
he's pretty much got it under control.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. That would be Dad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think this is his message to you saying, son, I'm proud of you, and I'm kicking ass up here. It's all good.
Excellent. Excellent.
And Roger, didn't you recently go to the where your father had last lived to celebrate his? Was that? Did I see that on Facebook?
Oh, we went for Rosh Hashanah with his second wife Norma. We went over there and we had a marvelous time and with her and some of her other friends and my family, Bridget and the kids, and had a wonderful time.
Lovely.
I think that's what I'm literally seeing, a guy in a snazzy white suit,
mm-hmm.
on stairs waving, and maybe he's saying, hey, you know, I wish I could be there with you, and normally I would be there,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm still there with you. It's not a sad, mopey energy I'm feeling. It's very happy and proud is the word that keeps coming through. So obviously he's proud of the entire family who was recently gathered. I think this is so many people. Listen, one of two things is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either the soul, spirit, your essence survives the death of the body or it doesn't, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Sure.
Some people religiously believe one of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe they think factually in one or the other. I would say that myself, experientially, I believe that, people do survive the death of the body, and it's as natural as anything else. And I'm feeling that these kinds of messages from beyond, you know, you could, I don't know what your personal beliefs are. You may think this is all a bunch of hooey, but, it either exists, and some people can understand it and feel it, or it doesn't. And I'm myself convinced experientially that this phenomenon is true. And it's a happy thing he's sending you. It's a big packet of love.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Dad was not one to show his feelings. He was a veteran of World War II and the Korean War. He was not one to really demonstratively show his feelings. But I do know, especially from talking to people who lived with him over at the complex, that me doing this, me being on WGN Radio, brought him so much joy and pleasure that, you know, so...
That word keeps coming out, proud. Yeah. You know, obviously, that's not, you need to be a psychic to know that most parents are mostly proud of their kids. No, but it's a very strong impression is what I'm feeling. That's why I keep mentioning it. So, yeah, I think... I'm sensing in real life he wore dark, drab clothing when he was alive, yeah?
Hey, he wasn't exactly a snazzy dresser. you know, a pair of, you know, dark slacks and a dress shirt, and that was Dad, yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing, again, the image that his clothes, this white suit he's wearing. You mentioned that he wasn't one to be overly emotive and was kind of buttoned down in life. Mm-hmm. I think he's made a transformation now, and this person I'm seeing is very exuberant and happy. And I think perhaps the change of color, the white, which is the ultimate vibration, you know, light is a vibration, as is sound. And the frequency of the color white, it's all the frequencies together. And black is none of the frequencies. That's the scientific underpinning of the photons and the light waves. So by the white, him symbolizing and coming through in the white coat, it's saying he's got all the colors of the rainbow in him now. Yeah. And he looks extremely happy. So perhaps he's gone through his soul or his personality has gained some enlightenment and some color. It's an overwhelmingly positive, happy thing that I'm seeing, and I wish you could see it as well. He's doing very, very well, and he wants you to know that.
Well, I can feel it. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's very – I love that. Tata Dignan, it was lovely to spend the last hour with you on a Friday night. How can people find out more about you and the appearances you have across the country and around the world even?
Around the world, yes. I was in Australia not too long ago. Follow me on social media, all iTunes Psychic. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and follow me. I'm going to be doing some shows in Los Angeles next week. I'm going to be Nerd Melt on Tuesday, and then I'm in some comedy festival, the West Side Comedy Festival, on the Friday the 13th in Santa Monica, California. So if you're over there, come and see it. It'll be fun.
Excellent, sir. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to catching up with you in the near future. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. More after this.
Thank you very much.
Of course, our pleasure. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And you know what? I'm really excited. It's time for this week's What's That From? We are going to have our guests in studio. We'll be reading, do a dramatic reading from a movie, a scene. I don't even know what movie this is from. Lisa surprising me. We have Eric Elk of Fulcrum, Illinois. He's the president and CEO. We also have comedian Paul Farvar Esquire. You are going to be our actors today. And I believe Roger will be reading stage directions. Is that correct, Roger?
I believe so.
Excellent. And we have a gift card from Apt Electronics. And when you do go out to Apt Electronics, please make sure you say hi to Steve Shapiro for us. He's ready to help you with all of your electronic needs. Maybe you need something for the kitchen. Maybe you want some new gadgets and doodads. Hit him up, and if he can't help you out, he will find the person that can. You can also shop on apt.com, abt.com. Again, 312-981-7200 when you know what's that from. All right, boys, take it away.
And I will attempt to conceal the identity of this movie as I read the instructions, so bear with me.
Fantastic.
Interior garage. The door opens slowly, dramatically, as we hear a heraldic fanfare. Light streams in to reveal the main character and his friend looking at the car. The main character is smiling with excitement and awe. His friend is frowning with trepidation and fear. Close up, Ferrari Stallion. the prancing black stallion. We move up from the stallion to the erotic red hood of a 1958 Ferrari 250 GTS California. The main character's friend's face is ashen. The end of the world is at hand. The main character is in heaven.
1958 Ferrari 250 GTS California. Less than 100 were made. It has a market value of $265,000. My father spent 3 years restoring it. It is his joy. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
My father loves this car more than life itself. We can't take it out.
A man with priorities so far out of whack doesn't deserve such a fine automobile.
He never drives it. He just rubs it with a diaper.
We can't pick up my girlfriend in your car. No one would ever believe that your dad drives that piece of crap.
It's not a piece of crap.
It's a piece of crap. Don't worry about it. I don't even have a piece of crap. I have to envy yours. Look, I'm sorry. There's nothing else we can do.
He knows the mileage. He has it tattooed on his wrist.
He doesn't trust you?
No.
All right. Look, this is real simple. He puts his arms around... Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I forgot to turn my mic on. He puts his arm around Cameron. It's 2 weeks in a row. I'll be over in the corner if you need me.
You're fine.
Whatever miles we put on it, we'll just take right off.
How?
We'll drive home backwards.
His friend shakes his head. No.
Forget it. I'm putting my foot down. You'll have to think of something else.
Is that everything?
He keeps going.
I thought there was... you're not taking me into this one. You're not talking me into this one. I have to live with the man. I'm sorry, but...
The roar of the engine is overtaken by the sound of a crowded school hallway. She comes out of a classroom. She stops as her friend and the principal walk past. She has her coat on. She's carrying her books. Her sister watches her suspiciously. His sister. It's been a while since I've seen it. And you know why I didn't read that other thing? Is because it wasn't put out like the other directions. It looked like part of the actual script that you were supposed to read. So that's why I got confused.
Oh, no worries. It's all good. It was an excellent reading, gentlemen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a Paul. Can you see the call screen? Or at least you want to tell us who we're taking first?
Well, go ahead.
No. We'll. You know, I think I have enough. I haven't given away hardly anything, so we'll take the first texter that got it right, and the first caller who gets it right.
First texter was. Go ahead.
Nope. Congratulations, Jan. So, tell us, Paul, from the text screen, what the area code is and what their answer was.
224, too easy, Ferris.
Too easy, Ferris. Ferris, yeah. What?
1:42 a.m.
I don't know if that's uncomfortable with taking just Ferris.
312.
That's a little bit. It's like it's Ferris. I kind of need. I feel cheated not getting
Ferris
the title.
Wheel. That was exactly. A movie from 1953, I believe.
The phone lines are just blowing up.
Yeah.
I understand. I kind of feel like. Do we want to put Jan on the air to say the whole title, or is she gone already?
There's about five texts that have.
Put Jan on. At least I can get the whole title. We'll give it to the 224, but I need someone to tell me the whole title just to feel good. Hey, Jan, how you doing?
Oh, just fine. It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wonderful. Of course, one of Nick D's most hated movies. He hates that movie. Hates it. How do you like Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
A long time ago. I don't think I'd want to sit through it another time, but it was memorable.
I enjoyed it as well. Well, we've got a gift card for you from Apt Electronics, along with our texter from the 224 who got it correct, even though they only said Ferris. We needed Jan to tell us the whole title.
Okay.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I'm off.
Oh, wonderful.
Off from work.
Excellent. We'll have a wonderful weekend, and if you get a chance, go out to the Apt Electronics in Glenview and say hi to Steve Shapiro. Otherwise, you can also shop online at abt.com. Have a great night, Jan.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's almost time for us to wrap up. Is Matt Bubala, well, let's see if Matt Bubala is coming in tonight. We will wrap up, wind down. And by the way, I want to find out from Eric, how was the wine from the Dannenberger Family Vineyards?
It was pretty good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it was very good.
We only opened one of the bottles. We only got to drink the Cabernet, and that's done.
What's the other? What's in the? that's done. And what's the other
done.
Bottle?
I thought there was one that was a white bottle as well, a white one. Lise, what was it?
That's
it
all
was
right.
A Chardonnay, yeah.
Maybe that's for me. You don't know.
We saved that one for you. Oh, nope. That one we are now opening.
All right. Take it away, boys. All right.
No, enjoy. I'm just
kidding. It's for the wine and wine down. That's what it's there for.
But it's so great to have another, to have that from an Illinois-based family farm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah. In a heartbeat, I'll take anything from Illinois. When it's a great product, it's so great to have them on the show and joining us as part of our Friday night experience on Pretty Late. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I had so much fun, you guys. Thank you for hanging out through all of our technical difficulties, partly my cold. I think I sounded a little bit warbly and alien-like because I have a horrible cold. But we made it through. I'll be able to rest my voice all weekend. Paul, Eric, I hope you had a good time in studio. It was fun to hang out with you guys. Thank you for holding
absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope, Eric, are you getting more texts about your reading with Dr. Dingman? I can't hear your mic. Are you up against your mic, or are you? It sounds like you're across the room, my friend.
I am on this thing, man.
He was doing his cat meow thing before us during the breaks.
It was that inner, grunt, the cat-like grunt.
Changed the whole dynamic in the room, to be honest. It's like an alpha cat.
It was crazy.
Now, do you promise that you'll do that every morning? Start your day that way?
Yeah. For sure.
All right.
I'll see what I'll see what the neighbors think.
Wait, does that mean he has to take himself out for a walk?
I don't know. Well, just open the back door, my friend.
Yeah.
Just open the back door. Paul, I'll never look at a squirrel the same way again.
Me neither, to be honest. I feel like they're like relatives or at least subservient people or animals that should be giving me items.
They should be... They should be bowing down to you and bringing you gifts.
Yeah, I feel like I was royalty in the squirrel world. I can see that, though. I mean, I do have, like, I have had squirrels come up to me in the past.
Introduce themselves?
No, I mean, Patty, you went to Champaign. The squirrels in Champaign, Illinois were so, like, not afraid of anything. They'd just come right up to you. Like, they wouldn't do anything. Like, I feel like... There was some sort of like hypnotist.
That is true.
Yeah,
I just graduated from there a couple of years ago. And They weren't scared of anything. Squirrels. I saw somebody posted a picture recently of a squirrel with a sucker in its mouth.
Probably with a what? A lollipop?
Sucker, a lollipop.
Oh, that's funny.
We had different stories.
A bright blue one.
It just didn't make sense. Like in Champaign, I felt like there was like a whole breed of squirrels that were just, they were like, they are fearless. They would just come up to you while you're just sitting there, and then you try to scare them away. They wouldn't go anywhere.
One time I was like trying to throw something away on the quad, and so I went up to the quad to throw away like a whatever wrapper or whatever. And there's this squirrel in the garbage can. And he like looks up at me like I was like, "Oh my."
So yeah, I mean, and I feel like I partially being that I was in Champaign for 7 years, Dr. Lars was probably right because I was there for undergrad. I was there for law school, and they gave me a lot of nuts in that prior world. And I feel like it all makes sense.
Well, it freaked me out that you mentioned the
nuts. Did you store any?
Yeah, really.
I did, but I don't remember where I put them. I have to go back on campus, and I think they're in the six pack there, which is no longer there. So. the six pack dorms—they're gone now, right? I think they are.
The six pack? I don't know. I haven't been there a long
time. I went there
six
for
a sh- is gone.
Yeah, yes, I went there for a show recently, and I went to drive out there. And I was in Hopkins Hall, and they were demolishing it. So
Alan Hall, Alan Hall for life. Patty, where did you live from?
I lived in Alan Hall. I lived in Alan Hall for 2 years.
What
two south?
Two south. I was 4 in the Forgotten Hallway.
I don't remember what floor I was on.
What was Forgotten Hallway? What does that mean?
It's just like the well, there's the Awkward Hallway and the Forgotten Hallway. The Forgotten Hallway is like around the corner.
Yeah, well, you go down, you're down there because, I mean, you have a stairwell right there, too.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I loved Alan Hall. And they had a vegan cafe, a vegetarian vegan cafeteria, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, we had all that stuff. We were always the hippie dorm. And were you on the side with McKinley or on the other side?
So that's LAR, right?
Yeah. One side faces, I think, LAR. The other side faces McKinley.
McKinley.
The Medical Center.
McKinley, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So you too?
Me too. That was South.
Oh, my gosh. Were you an RA or anything?
No, I didn't want to have that responsibility.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Oh, God, no.
I was the one getting in trouble with you. No, I'm kidding.
Well, the thing was that, like, they were on 24-hour call, and you have all... I mean, no, gosh, no, I never wanted that responsibility. That's, you know, no.
Paul, were you an RA?
No, I only lived in the dorms my freshman year, but it's weird. I actually, last week I was cleaning my place and I found my old journal. I kept a journal for 2.5 months of my life in the 90s in my sophomore year at U of I. And it's the most funny thing I've ever read in my life. It is. I am going to do something with this in
terms of
blogging.
You have to go
blogging.
On stage with that. I'll bring a diary somewhere if you want to do any of those
Wait, I read an old diary of mine from church camp. Last night,
I swear to God, church camp?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. But
oh, I'm sure
I was reading these. Oh my! We should do a series of us three reading our journals.
I
do that on air. Absolutely.
I think I'm going to like do some. I was approached about writing something for a blog recently, and I think this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to. There's so much backstory, and then actually, there were some people I named by full names that I haven't thought about in 20 years, and. I friended them on Facebook and they replied. So now I have to be like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but we made out at the basement of this bar, Cam's. And I was a virgin and I friended her and I've got to like explain because I forgot about the whole situation. So it's going to be interesting. But now that I was a king of squirrels, maybe she'll be interested.
Yeah, that does it up your game a little bit?
I believe it does.
Dr. Digman's going to help you with that.
I believe it.
I believe it, live it. That's all I'm saying.
Dear diary.
Dear diary.
Definitely takes it to another level.
What do you boys have planned? What was that, Lise? Oh, he has Matt Babala's downstairs in the other studio. Does he have the lamps or does he have to sit under the bright lights? Is it? Oh, you turn all the lights off. Yeah, it's those the LED lights. What are those big halogen things? I don't know.
TV lights that they have down there for CLTV. Oh my gosh, Patty! Last night I had my first. I recorded my podcast in the Showcase studio because there was the Bears game going on up here, so that was fun.
Oh wow!
It was my first time sitting in the hot seat.
Nice.
Isn't it fun though?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I love it. I love it. Yes, yeah. And where can people find that podcast, Lise?
Actually, they can find it on the WGN Plus store or WGN Plus.
WGNPlus.com, yeah?
Yeah, or on the iTunes store. That's probably easier.
Nice.
Lise FM, LISE.FM. This week's episode with local band who I've played on your show before, Church Booty, is the name of the band, but they changed their name to Fay Wray.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see. I mean, you know.
You went to church camp with them?
Yeah.
I mean, Church Booty is intriguing.
Nice.
I mean, I think we would listen to that. Eric, would you be all in on Church Booty?
Yeah, I mean, there was a certain kind of mass I used to like to go to, or at least that I called it.
Uh-huh. I see.
You know, it was like a Sunday evening mass.
Sure.
Commonly known as the ass mass.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
There it is.
Wow. Laser focus on the mic drop from Matt Bubala.
Thank you, Matt.
That was precision was what you had there, sir. How you doing, Matt Bubala?
Good, Patty. How are you? How's WEGN West doing today?
It's doing fine. So far, to recap my trip, I've got a nasty cold, had some tech issues earlier, and I already had an accident with my rental car, but found out that my credit card will take care of the whole thing.